Well, that's all well and good to prevent the economy from teetering over the edge. But higher interest rates, if you were just about to buy a house or just about to buy a car, could be a real problem. Michael Davidson's a certified financial planner, heads up Wisdom Index Advisors. Michael, it's great to have you on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I know this is a very personal question. It depends on how much people are willing to spend. But just kind of in a broad strokes, if you were going to buy a car or you were going to buy a house, is it better to act right now before they go up even higher, or are you better off waiting till they go back down?
Well, you know, I've always believed that the best indicator of what future prices or future rates are going to be is today's rate. And so rates change. They can go up and they can go down, but the current rate is generally a good indicator of what future rates are going to be. And right now, they're higher than what they've been in the last 6 months and in the last several years.
Can you explain that a little more? So the rate that the Fed puts out is a good indicator of what the rate will be? Or are you just saying don't overthink it? The rate is what the rate is, and you're not going to be able to game this.
Yeah, I think that that's what exactly what I'm saying. The current rate is a great place to start with what we think future rates are going to be. And the market does a great job of pricing in all of the available information that we have. And so the Fed interest rate today increase, they're trying to curb inflation. They're trying to lower price gains in on the things that we purchase. And so what we need to do individually is say, look, I can't control what the Federal Reserve is doing. I can't control what the economy is doing, but I need to focus on my individual economy, my household economy, and what can I do to make that healthy?
Right. How long does it take from when the Fed announces something like this till we would see the mortgage rate tick up even more or the car loan rate tick any more? Is there a lag time to this?
Well, each different lending channel moves independently, and prices in our world today, prices do move quickly, and I think you're going to see mortgage rates move more quickly and more in synchronous fashion with the interest rates from increases from the Fed. I think car notes and some of those other things are also will increase, but not immediately. But again, when car prices, loans increases, and interest rates increase, the decision that we need to be making is, can I afford these things with at today's rates? And whatever the loan package is, we encourage our clients, hey, we want to try to avoid debt. And so especially if we're borrowing things that decrease in value. And so cars, they don't generally increase in value. It's a depreciating asset. So regardless of what the interest rate is, if I'm borrowing for a car, I want to get it paid off as quickly as I can. And for a home, homes generally do appreciate. Even so, if we have a loan on a home and if we're going to buy a new home today, hopefully the prices that you're paying are a little bit less because interest rates have gone up. Sort of the discount rate or the borrowing rate has gone up a little bit. So hopefully the price that we're paying is a little bit lower, and then whatever that rate is, boy, we want to get that house paid off as soon as we can.
Interesting. So I think I can get, especially on the home side of things, what you're saying is, and the car too, it's that you just need to look at that monthly payment. And if you can't afford it, you don't need to think, well, I'll stretch to make this work, or I'll just wait because these rates are going to come back down at some point on a home. I'll just refinance. No, you need to be realizing this is the monthly payment, and if you can't afford that, you can't afford that.
Well, I think that's right. And as homeowners and as Americans, I think we need to look at our spending and think about them in two ways. Hey, we have bills. We have electric bills. We have gasoline. We have grocery bills, those sorts of things. They happen each week. They happen each month. And we have these to live. Payments are things that we have for something that we already purchased. And what we want to do is try to avoid those. And so regardless of what the interest rate market is, whether it's high or low, having payments hurts us from being more successful in the future. And so rates might be higher, and so that's more of a reason to save more for the next car purchase and the next home purchase so that you're borrowing less.
I got one more question for you, Michael. Actually, we got it on the text line, and it's hard to do, and you got to do it quickly because we don't have a ton of time. 708 wants to know, so why does the Fed keep raising interest costs? How does that work? Do you have a simple explanation for someone that just doesn't get it? Including maybe myself?
Well, when you raise interest rates, you are raising the capital required to buy something. And so what that typically does is it lowers the value of it. So a bond, if interest rates rise, then bond prices go down. And so that's really what happens. If you have a house and the average American can afford the house at a 3% mortgage rate, when that interest rate goes to 6%, it's harder for the average American to buy that house. And so what there hopefully happens is that the price goes down some, and it's so that you can make the payments on it. And so in the time value of money, this is something I think every American should learn, is the time value of money calculations. And embedded at the core of that is this idea called a discount rate. And a discount rate is something that every single American should understand. It's really helpful for making financial decisions. And when the Fed is increasing the rates, they're increasing the discount rate. And so we need to be thoughtful about that. And as it relates to borrowing, we always want to avoid it as much as we can.
Okay. Michael Davidson, it was great to chat with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.